Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me, starring the two Grammy Award winning, Oscar winning, Nobel Peace Prize winning,
Pulitzer.
Is it Pulitzer or Pulitzer?
It's Pulitzer. As soon as it came out, I regretted it.
Your face. I hope you're watching the video on Patreon. Like, as soon as I looked at you, you were like, oh, that wasn't it. We're fantastic award winning. We've won awards on Giving Price.
Like, not just like EGOT. Like,
oh, no.
Beyond.
Like, we crushed the, I crushed the EGOT before I could walk. Like, it was, John Legend wishes.
Right.
Does he have his yet?
Yeah, I think he might like double down, like not double EGOT, but he has multiple in most of the categories.
Can you double EGOT?
You could if you got one and every one again.
Then I would be like, what? Like, it's hard. So shady. Welcome to Don't Blame Me. We are an advice podcast where we give you guessed it, advice. Oprah gave out cars. We tell you to dump your shitty fucking boyfriends.
You get a dump. You get a dump. You get a dump. That's enough.
And scene. If you want to call in for an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Got to be 18 or over. Have your parents' permission. Write everything down, practice it, because it has to be under 3 minutes so we can make sure that it doesn't get cut off, not just by us, but it will literally be cut off on the phone number. So let us know the ages, pronouns of everybody involved, and as much detail as possible. And if you do a fantastic job, you will get the much coveted award. It's not an EGOT. It is a diamond.
Yeah. And I also want to say I've been forgetting to give them out. So if you feel like you deserved one, then you can get like a honorary one for now.
And you can get a cubic zirconia.
If you ever call back and you do it again, then I'll give you an actual one.
That's a good call.
Okay. What are you doing for the holidays?
We are going to Colorado. Mm-hmm. We leave a little bit later. I think we don't even leave until a couple days before Christmas because I have a doctor's appointment on the 20th where I get the vibrator with a camera on the end of it shoved up my pussy. And
but
we
it gives
get
no pleasure.
Absolutely none. Just like a lot of fucking lube. The kind where you like walk, you like waddle afterwards and you're like, I like need to scoop it out of my vagina. I'm like, okay.
They're going to give you one of the, you know, when you go to the OBGYN, they give you one of those little wet wipes. They're like,
here you go.
Yeah.
And you're like, here,
just,
let me.
It's just awkward because you're like, you know what? I mean, their hand has just been up there.
Yeah.
So it's not even, it shouldn't be awkward, but they know as soon as they walk out that you're going to be scooping
scoop
juices out of your vagina.
Literally. Jelly. They're scooping it the fuck out. So I have to do that. I've done one before, but like the it, you have to do it on a full bladder so they can like see your like reproductive
that is
system.
My one of my biggest fears that I'm just going to spray them with piss.
I was going to say one of the symptoms and like things of endometriosis. And I mean, it's a lot of other things. So like if you have this, it's not an indicator at all, but can be like bladder inconsistency where it's like either like you just don't have as much like control over your bladder, but also like it doesn't ever feel like your bladder is like empty or mm-hmm. it always feels like your bladder is like really full. Mm-hmm. So, you know, can have hard having piss cues being like, do I really have to, am I about to pee right now or am I not? So I'm not looking forward to that part, which it just sucks. I think it's like 32 ounces I have to drink and have in my bladder without peeing.
I have to pee immediately.
I know.
That's one of the reasons I don't really drink that much while we record because I have to pee so much.
Yeah. So that's going to be there. And I also like, you know, stimulants make you like Adderall like makes you pee. And I can't like drive without my Adderall because like I'll crash my car. Mm-hmm. So I have to like time that out well that like I have my Adderall pee before I drink the 32 ounces because like even if I haven't drank fucking anything and I take it, I have to pee. Like I know it's kicked in when I really have to pee and like I'm going to piss my fucking pants. And so I'm like, I can't do that again. I mean, not again, but like, I can't do that. So that's why we're leaving a little bit later.
Is that why you asked me when I was leaving? So I could go with you?
No. Mott's already offered to go with me. And I was like, I don't necessarily need you to come. But if you like want to come and like, you know, I'm all about that. If you like, that's something you would like to understand and be privy on. But Sydney and her fiance are also going to be in town because his family is from Southern California. And so they're going to like stop in LA for a couple days before they go. So I get to see her and she was like, I can come. And then my friend Misa was like, we can both go. And I was like, I don't need like a fucking like four people with me in here. I was like, yeah, it's
why not?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't
a party.
Think they'll say yes.
It's a vagina party.
But yeah, so that's my holiday plans. And then when we go to Colorado, you know, just like taking lots of pictures of me in the snow with my ring and just being like, I'm engaged. It's snowing. I'm engaged and it's Christmas. Like I'm engaged. And here's a tree. Like,
oh, it's so cold out here. Is that the ice on my hand?
I will say, though, like, I don't know how like Kim Kardashian or those celebrities who had like 15 to like 20 carat rings, how they function. Because like this hand is heavier than this hand. That's insane. It, you know what I mean? I don't get it. So what about you? What are your holiday plans?
Next week, we're recording this before, but this will come out after when I'm already in Arkansas. I'll be going to Arkansas. I'm excited to see my family. I'm getting boosted on Friday.
Okay.
So, you know, yesterday when I was looking for appointments, I was already getting queasy, like bubble guts, sweating, but I know what I need to do.
So. Yeah. Who's taking you?
Allison.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know that I'm not a horrible person for not taking her. I just would not be comforting in this situation.
No. I said this before. This would be the first time we would get in a fight if you went.
Because here's the thing. I also do not like needles, but I would overcompensate by like making jokes and I would be able to like half hold your hand and like look away and like somewhat talk you off a ledge, but like not really. And like,
and then I could see you like making faces and stuff. Yep. No.
I am not the calming presence.
No.
At all.
No, Allison's perfect. She's very calming, talks about very simple things.
Yep. Yep.
She has a whole account called Emotional Support Lady.
Yes.
So.
I don't. Like, I'm a professional bitch. Yeah. Like, it's not helpful.
That's the great thing about having a variety of friends.
You have friends for different things. Exactly. I used to call those like Target friends in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this isn't a friend. This is a friend I'll go to Target with and run errands with. But like, you know, it's not like a close personal friend. Well, I'm excited for you. So it snows in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll snow there?
It's still warm now. So probably not, you know, global warming.
Yeah.
My dad asked me to get him some gloves for his birthday, which was in October. And then he asked me a couple weeks ago, he's like, why haven't you sent the gloves yet? And I was like, because it's still hot there. Like, I will send them when they get cold. Like,
you don't need them yet.
You don't need them.
It could be like Diane Keaton, though. You know, wear them all the time.
I could see that for him.
Hey, you know, I think once you get to a certain age, like, you should become eccentric because it's either that or you're like crotchety.
He's already too much.
I like it. I'm into it. I love that. Well, yeah. So we're here to tell you all that this is actually our last episode of the year. So for the next two episodes, we are going to re-put up some of like the most iconic episodes and like some of like our personal favorites, ones that like we know that you all love. Mm-hmm. So we can take some time off for the holidays, but you can also like go back and binge them all. But I think it'll be fun to have like old ones re-uploaded, especially if you've like missed certain ones. We're including ones that have some of the most iconic calls that people are always like, wait, what episode is that from again? Mm-hmm. We think you will enjoy it. And we appreciate everyone understanding because it's the holidays.
Ho, 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 hoes.
Be a fucking ho.
This is the first year we're not dressing up for the holidays. Both wearing winter white.
Yes, winter white. Because we're both virgins, too. It's virginal winter
very
white.
Pure.
Actually, I am iced out for the holiday season.
Oh, and I'm naturally iced out diamond most time months.
Truly. We recorded the But Am I Wrong? Where we talk all about the engagement. You've probably already heard, but if you haven't heard that episode, go listen. And this is the first like video Patreon exclusive of my ring, though. Should I like get up and show them?
Yeah, you should. I knew you wanted to.
I do. I think my ring is like so much prettier in person and like sparklier in person.
Yeah.
And like you can't capture how much it sparkles like on video or in pictures.
That shows how real it is.
I know.
You can pull out a trope from the 90s when they would have, this isn't even real. And then they'd like slice it on some glass and then it breaks because an actual diamond can cut glass and a real one can't.
Oh.
And it was in so many TV shows.
Okay.
And I don't even know if that's true. It just became a trope.
I love when like things like that are like actual just lies. Mm-hmm. I kind of hope it is. Like, I love when that happens. It's so funny because I'm like, I bought it. I believed it. Right. I wasn't going to test it. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So if you want to watch the video version, Patreon again, it's a great time. And we also do live streams twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're missing us,
shout out to all my friends that listen, like real life friends.
Oh, none of mine listen.
I didn't know that they did. And then they'll tell me or they'll mention something that happened. And I was like, oh,
that's funny. Yeah. Not a single one of my friends listens. And if any of my friends want to dispute that because you've listened to this part, like you can fucking tell me, but I will not bring it up. Moss was looking at his Spotify Unwrapped. And I was like, before he played it, I was like, I know for a fact that my podcast won't even touch the top five. And he's like, no. And I'm like, just own up to it. You don't listen. It's fine. Like, I talk about us and you as if you, under the guise, like, you aren't listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
I can't wait for next year because I want to see people that have us at one and two.
I think I saw one or two people, and that was because we're like the only podcast that they listen to.
Yeah. I don't use Spotify at all, except for one of my podcasts that has a music playlist. And that's the only thing. But I don't listen to music on it. I don't listen to the podcast on it. So I don't have one.
I only listen to one podcast on Spotify once. And that's because it was when we were driving to Colorado last year. And it's the only time.
See, I'm an Apple purist.
It's just easier to save individual episodes on Spotify. Hmm. I find like just actually, but at the same time, you don't doubt. I download them if I'm on Apple, so it would have been easier.
Yeah.
Did enjoy seeing us at the top.
Yeah. And thank you to our Patreon watchers because theirs didn't compute too because they watch on Patreon. So
you get the biggest shout out.
Yeah, you get the biggest shout out. So thank you so much.
But just know when you all are showing your top, I am judging who else is in your top. Someone messaged me when I like on that specific story and they go, "Yeesh, we've got like 3 Vlog Squad podcasts and Murder Ones. They haven't been listening." And I was like, true. I like when we're in good company.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, are you Rachel? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, should we get into giving some advice?
Hi, guys. I'm 18 years old and use she, her pronouns. So I need advice on one specific problem. To set the scene, I graduated from high school about a year early and took that time to work on my music and other hobbies and just take some time for myself. So now that all my friends have graduated together and are moving on to college, I feel like I missed out on that last year of high school where all my friends have been planning to go to college together and just all this stuff. I guess I just feel a little FOMO and I'm starting to regret not finishing and graduating with them and missing out on the memories that they have had. So I guess I really just want to kind of figure out how to deal with that FOMO and like, you know, not regret taking that time to myself, but, you know, they're all moving on and like, I feel a little bit left out. So any advice to help with those feelings would be great. Love the podcast. Okay, bye.
This is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're necessarily going to like my answer, but I just think that there are very few things and very few decisions that you make in life that like, I don't know, the effects, side effects, aftershocks, like the ripple effects that come from that decision that you're going to be like 100% satisfied with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And assuming this sounds like a big decision that you made, and I think that you thought about this probably ahead of time, but now that it's actually here, it feels worse than you anticipated it. And as somebody who I didn't like end high school early, but I dropped out of college, I definitely had FOMO for college parties and like my friends doing college age things and all of that kind of stuff. I knew I made the right decision for me, but that didn't mean that every side effect that came with that decision that I made like felt great all mm-hmm. the time. And now looking back on it, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Great. Perfect. Awesome. I can't imagine missing out on senior year of high school. Like that is like a quite a big thing, but it's only really a big thing during your senior year of high school. Like when you get to college, like that.
That's what I was going to say. All the people I went to high school with that I was friends with, when we got to college, some of us remained friends for a short amount of time, but then most of us did not remain friends afterward. After I graduated college, there was probably only, as far as like my high school friends, there was only one person that I still talked to, cut her out a couple years ago because of the Trump stuff. But it's a temporary feeling. You won't feel this for the rest of your days. It may feel rough right now, but people are grow apart anyway. So just enjoy what you can right now. The FOMO may feel real, but it's only going to last for a little bit of time.
Yeah. And I don't know if you're going to college. It doesn't sound like you are.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Just know the intricacies between their relationships with each other as they all go to different colleges. Like that will change. And it's inevitable, again, as somebody who dropped out of college and like where my friends were all in college and I wasn't, it is different. Like it mm-hmm. is really different. And like the best thing that helped with me to not feel, which I already did feel, which I've always felt, but like kind of like rushed into adulthood and I'm like fending for myself, like financially, like, and that's all, it's all out of like necessity, but that I would like for big like homecoming stuff or like depending on what the school is like, I would go visit my friends and mm-hmm. like stay there for like a couple days or like maybe a week and like enjoy that like aspect of it to kind of have that social side of college. I don't think college is necessary for everyone at all, but it is really hard to maintain and make friendships with people your age when you are not in school because so many people are in school. So if you can still like hang out with people your age and that stuff, that's like the biggest thing I would recommend because you don't necessarily miss out on senior year or like college. Like you miss out on the social aspects of and being surrounded by people that are your age.
Yeah. Also, she can look forward to working and making money while they're in debt.
Yes, that is true. That is true. But you still need to have fun. Yeah. And you still need to like,
yes, of course.
That social aspect of it, because like having to like pay for yourself and like that financial burden, it's really hard because we associate being taken care of with like childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard when you your parents or whoever your guardians can't like financially take care of you, you have to take care of yourself. It's really hard to not then feel like you take care of yourself on every aspect and then not just like start hanging out with people who are all older than you and like trying to like move really, really fast.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So still have fun.
Party on.
Party on, Wayne. Next one.
Hey, Megan and Melissa. So I just found out that my college will only give me 4 tickets for people to attend my graduation in April. I know it's way too early to think about this, but I'm a planner and I'm ready for undergrad to be over. So the problem here is that I don't know who to invite and who won't be getting an invite and how to kind of gauge those conversations. So my mom and dad have to be there, obviously, because they paid for everything. So, but then the other people who I wanted to invite, but not have to decide between, are my 84-year-old neighbor, who was practically my grandma and helped me through everything in life and has literally been my partner in crime since I was like 8. But then there's my biological grandmother on my mom's side, who planned to travel here from El Salvador for my graduation, but she only speaks Spanish. So she might not be able to really fully understand the ceremony and what's happening, but she would be really excited about it. And then there's my brother, who has intellectual and physical disabilities. He's 18, by the way. And he just really gets incredibly upset with when the attention is on me and not him. So I think he'd be very upset the entire time. And then there's my boyfriend, who has literally been my rock throughout college, despite us being long distance. The problem with that is that my dad has refused to meet him for the past 4 years we've been together. However, I am a stubborn Taurus, and I know that I want my boyfriend there, but I don't know how to go about that conversation with my dad. My mom knows, but my dad is the problem here. And I also don't know who else I should invite with the last ticket. So if you could give me any advice, that'd be great, because I'm really conflicted and I just don't know what to do. Thanks. Love the podcast. Bye.
Here's what I'd do. One, check and see if anybody you know isn't using all their tickets.
Yeah, Sydney fucking hustled for months ahead of time. Like, the fact that you're thinking about this and it's in April, this is actually a good call. Like, she was in, like, fucking Facebook group. Like, she was putting in work.
Yeah. Two, throw a party.
Yeah.
Afterwards, and then invite everybody that you want to invite. Three, I think your boyfriend would be understanding.
I think so, too.
So I think you invite your mom, dad, neighbor, and grandmother. Because even if your grandmother can't understand what's being said,
symbolic. She's
gonna, yeah, she wants to be there. I'm sure this is a huge deal for her. Those are your 4. Boyfriend can understand. He comes to the party, meets your dad there.
Da-da-da. And you don't want your brother there.
Yeah.
Which, like, no shade, but, like, of all of the explanations, it's clear that that would be an obligation invite and not something that would make the day better. So, yeah, I fully agree with that. And I think that, like, yeah, put the work in to try and get extra tickets and let your boyfriend know that, like, hey, I'm going to do this. If he is, like, upset that you're going to have your grandmother be there over him, that's, like, honestly a red flag.
Yeah.
But, like, and also, like, if he's, like, around your age, too, like, it's just, it's a graduate.
He should understand.
He should fucking get it. Especially when it comes to, like, older family members, like, and how much that means to them. Like, for him, it's just like anything else. He didn't watch you grow up from diapers. I fucking hope not.
Yeah. And I think it would be awkward if he's sitting there with, like, your parents that your dad that he hasn't met before. Save that for after, where you can be there with them.
100%. This is, like, a thing that happens with everyone around graduation and stuff. So, yeah, people should be happy to, like, not have to go, because, like, you sit for so long.
Boring. When I was in college, they did each individual college separately, like, for the whole university. And so I sat through so many of them over the 4 years of my friend's graduation. They're boring.
Like, they're so boring.
No.
I only went to, we went to Sydney. I went to Sydney's and I went to Jerry's. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time it was just, like, me and their grandma just being like, it's fucking boring as shit.
Bring snacks.
Supti brought snacks. Yeah. So did Debbie. That's a snack family. Love it.
Parents, old people. Everybody else understand.
Yeah. People who, like, you wouldn't have actually gone to college if they didn't exist, as in, like, you know, or, like, who have watched you grow up. Not, like, a relationship that could potentially be temporary, but no offense to your boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
And no one who's going to make it about them.
All right.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
And we're back.
What'd you do during the break?
I took about a single breath of air. I solved world hunger. What else did I do?
I did. It's in my refrigerator.
Oh my God. Okay. Everybody needs to know this. So I feel like if you've been listening for a while, you know that like there is bougie and then there's like Melissa bougie. It is what? So you're a meal delivery, not a meal kit. You like to cook and
I
you can
love
cook.
Cooking.
You just are so busy. Yeah. You don't have the time. So you are a this is pre-made thing so I can eat it throughout the day during my very busy
but
day.
Fresh.
Yes. And you're not like me who's just has ADHD who hyperfixates on food and I eat the same thing every day. And so through the years that I've known you, I've seen you cycle through many different food deliveries.
And I love them because, you know, it just makes everything easy, but it gets so repetitive.
Because you're still bougie. You can't do the like fucking boiled chicken and rice. Mm-hmm. No. She needs variety. Mm-hmm. She needs like luxury. She needs flavor. And where's the spice? And so the new one that you just started got delivered and we took a quick break to go get that. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, this looks like, not to be dark, I'm like, this is giving me flashbacks to Parent Has Cancer and all of the moms in the class are making me lunch. Like, these are like Tupperware containers. And I'm like, what is this? And you're just like, I hired a personal chef to make all of these things. Her entire kitchen island covered in like breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, multiple kinds of snack, salsas, like restaurant style salsa. There's like all of this shit. And like, if you're on Patreon right now, you can just see one of these. It looks like something like someone's grandma made you all of this food.
Yeah.
It is the funniest thing in the entire world.
I just get hungry. Like, a regular person, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a regular person.
I'm just like you. It's just, we are so the polar opposites of this, because I'm like, I could tell you I eat the same like five things for not counting dinner. But no, I eat the same two things every day.
I can't. I just can't.
No, but mine is
everything he brought is like, there's pretty much the same thing for the week.
Yeah.
But next week it'll be different.
Yeah.
And see, with the last meal delivery service I was using, I'd have something new every day. But then the next week it'd be the same stuff. And then I just stopped eating it because I was sick of it.
Yeah. You're fine. I mean, mine is my brain. Like, that's like, mine's like a, I mean, it's my brain, so I can call it what I want. Like, it's my brain, like, not being normal. Like, I know that. So, like, I literally eat turkey slices with Trader Joe's vegan pesto and garlic spread. And then I eat bananas and almond butter. And that's it. That's, like, the only things I eat besides dinner. Mm. Like, that's all I eat all day. Am I deficient in a lot of nutrients and vitamins? Yes. That's why I have to take vitamin supplements. Like, but I applaud you with this. Matzah's similar. I mean, everyone, actually, I'm just the, I know
I'm
the odd one.
If I had another person that I could cook for, and it wasn't just me, so it was, I was just cooking, like, for one person, which is a lot of work.
It is.
It would be better, but it's just me, and I'm busy, and I don't even want to think about what I'm going to eat. Like, I just want it here. And so I was going to cook, and then I just didn't have time, and my food went bad. And then I was ordering food, which, one,
so expensive.
It's so expensive, and it's unhealthy. It's got so much stuff in it that's hidden that you don't know, like extra salt and stuff that I don't even like salt. So
yeah, you can't control it as much either. No, I think it's a good call. I would also just like people to know that this is like my hyperfixations of like the food. I'm doing really great, because I want you to know that there was a solid year where I used to eat. My like hyperfixation was a bag of frozen, not even like fresh, Brussels sprouts that I would microwave and then dip in mustard.
I thought you were going to say you ate it raw, because I know that you eat
frozen peas and frozen corn. Peas. It's a dark time. Like, when I lose one, I'm fucked. I'm screwed for a very long time, and I'm due for one.
We'll see what's next.
We'll fucking see. Okay, let's get into the next call.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I am a 23-year-old female, she, her, and I have a crush on my classmate, 23 male, he, him. We are both in grad school and are in the same cohort. He is the only straight male in my cohort, so I don't know if I like him because I actually like him or because it's Slim Pickens around me. Also, about a month ago, he got out of a situationship with someone that he knew from undergrad, who just so happened to go to the same grad school as us, not in the same program, thank God. She is also friends with someone that I work with, so I kind of see her often. But he and I do subtle flirting all the time, but I'm not sure if he likes me back or he just likes the attention that I give him. I'm scared to confess anything because of the relationship he recently got out of, and I know if I were to confess my feelings, I would want to take it extremely slow. Should I say anything? Should I just get over it? What should I do? Also, side note, we're both Leos, and I just feel like that is important to mention. Thank you both so much. Love the podcast. Bye.
I don't think you should do anything.
I think you should.
I'm sorry. We need to go back. They're both Leos. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it's grad school, and grad school is monotonous, and you want to have a little drama. Why not?
You want to have a lot of drama? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Why not?
I wouldn't. I refer to this as camp goggles.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Why not?
Because you're you're only 23. You're not that far into fucking grad school. How big is this group of people?
We don't know how long the program is. Could be a year program, could be a 2-year program, a 3-year program.
That's true. But every time that I have like had a crush on someone in a situation where like the camp goggles were on, I never liked them ever.
And if she doesn't tell him, then she'll never know if she actually liked him as long as she's in this program. He's the only dude there. Confess your feelings. See if something happens. Why not?
She wants to see the mess that's going to happen.
I want to hear the update.
She wants to watch the world burn.
It
might
be like she confesses it and then it turns out to be a big nothing. It could be her soulmate. I think you should go for it.
I don't think so. I think that you should sit on it. See if you still have feelings.
Yeah, sit on his face.
Don't sit on his face. See if you still have feelings. Like, when you're out of school, like, if you could go on vacation with friends or something, like, are you still thinking about this person?
Yeah, he's the only man that she's been around.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You need to see other straight men and, like, just figure that aspect out of it. And then here is my toxic advice. if you are someone who drinks and he is also someone who drinks.
There we go. You've given this advice before.
Plenty of times. And also, I just want everyone to note that this is such toxic advice. I don't drink anymore. And I used to do this and I stopped drinking. So just know, I don't think this is good advice. Or it doesn't even have to be like you're going out drinking. It's like you're going out to like a restaurant and like everyone's together or whatever. Like, I just think that like testing the waters in that way, like we're out of school and like we're like doing something all together as a group of people and it's like late and we're hanging out and like, do I still feel it here? Like, do I still feel it in like this moment? Because I've always found that like when I'm, I don't know, it's like the little like flirting and like the, oh my gosh, like, wow. It's always like in a group setting, like I'm in class or I am, I don't know, something where it feels like a little bit more tunnel vision sucked into a thing that this thing is kind of getting me through. It is like really entertaining and fun. And then the second I like go out with this person one-on-one or spending time with them one-on-one, or like there's energy there that they like might kiss me, I will be like, no, back exactly. The fuck away.
That's why she should try it.
I don't think that she should be like, hi, I have a crush on you.
No, you ask them to hang. Who says, I guess some people do that. Yeah, it should clarify when I say you should tell him. I think you should hang out with him one-on-one and see if something happens and how you feel about that.
I think you should do a group hang, and I think you should have the rest of the people orchestrate them like leaving early or something, so then you're hanging out with him.
Okay.
Different means to the same end.
Just invite him over to study.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've done that. And then the moment that I see their face in my people, I go, nope, I don't like you. And then I'm like, well, fuck.
Then still have a study buddy.
Yeah, but then I've said, then there's like the never mood wanted in the to air. Actually
study. She's school, oh, yeah, so she's going to want to study.
You're academic. Yeah. I was like, that's my it's cover different. To fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Studying. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's multiple meanings.
Yes.
You want to not study just studying his dick. Mm-hmm. I have a PhD in dickology. In a dick, I don't know. Happy dick miss. Love it. Okay, well, best of luck. Melissa wants you to call back so she can hear what happens. And she's smirking. I just want you to know that.
I'm smiling, full on smiling.
It's a smirk.
It's a smile.
It's a smirk.
This is a smirk.
That's not. No one would ever do that face.
This is a smirk.
No, it's the difference in the smirk is? The smirk is the look in the eyes. Like the smile, your mouth is doing one thing, and then your eyes are an inside joke. Do you know what I mean? That's what a smirk is.
I think that you won't have your answers until you make a move, if you actually like them or not.
Yeah. Or you could be like me and just like be rolling in Vegas and then have some text message exchange with the guy that you're not sure if you actually like. And then one day you get engaged.
6 years later.
Hello, Megan and Melissa. You guys are awesome. Megan, I am such a huge fan of yours. I love you. I've been watching your videos since the beginning of time. So I have a friend group at home. There's 6 of us. And I just moved to Chicago from living at home for the past like year with COVID. And I have one friend in the friend group, let's call her Piper. And I very recently had a pretty minor incident with her where I set a boundary and she crossed it multiple times. It was like a very minor thing where she asked me if she could use something of mine and I wasn't comfortable with it because it was a joint. I'm just going to say it was a joint. And she's like a huge stoner and it's like her personality, which I like weed and I smoke weed. But it irritates me when people like make it their whole personality. I just tend to not like that in a person, particularly her. And because she makes me feel bad that I don't smoke as much weed as her, which is to me just like a dick thing and kind of the antithesis of why I smoke weed is like, I don't want to judge people. I want to like chill and relax. So anyway, when I was just home for Thanksgiving, we got together for our other friend's birthday. And then we went out after for a little bit and I don't drink. And she knows that. And she kept pushing me to drink. I haven't drank for a while. It feels like she just like doesn't take it seriously and is trying to like break me, which really, really irritated me. And then I had a joint, which she knew. And I drove her home afterwards. And she was like, oh, can I have that joint? Like, it took her a while to ask, but I knew she was going to ask it because she always asks stuff like this. And I hesitated and I wasn't comfortable with it because of COVID, because even though I was like with her and I'm vaccinated and have my booster, I just didn't want to like share spit with her, if that makes sense. And she kept saying like, no, I respect that, but then continued bringing it up and pressing it to the point where I just folded because she makes me feel weird about this. And basically there have been a lot of times that she just irritates me. And after hanging out with her, I'm like always fuming, and then I kind of black it out and forget about it. And then the next time I hang out with her, like everything's fine. And then she does one thing to annoy me and it brings all of it back. So basically I just don't know how to proceed with it because we have this friend group of the six of us, and I live with one of my really good friends who's in the friend group in Chicago. I just moved here. My other really good friend who's in the friend group also doesn't really like her. So it's nice to have that one person that I can like kind of vent about her, but it just feels really inauthentic. Part of me, I just kind of want to ice her out. That doesn't really feel fair. I just don't know if I should just cut her out of my life. I've been distancing myself from her, but she's kind of the person that I don't really care to like rock the boat with her, because for me, I just don't want to be friends with her anymore. I haven't gone through a friend breakup in a while, and I've never really been the one to initiate it. So any advice, how to break up with a friend, basically, especially when you're in a friend group, even though she's the only one that lives at home right now. But any advice would be great. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
This girl sounds so fucking annoying. At first, though, I thought she was like trying to be, can you give me your whole joint? And I was like, the fuck?
But like, she's pressuring her to drink.
No, totally.
She wants, you don't just like being around her. You don't want to be your friend. The complicated thing is that she's in your friend group.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know how old you are, but a friend group of six people who are all like, have relatively same origins of friendship, or are like, because you said she's the only one who lives at home. So that sounds like to me that like this is high school friends or like childhood growing up friends. Maintaining a equally close relationship with a group of people that big is not realistic into your adult years. Like all of my friends, even if I met them, like were hometown friends, like I met them at different points in my like childhood life or whatever. So like all of our relationships aren't reliant on each other. It's not like a pre-prom kind of group. Mm-hmm. So that's an inevitable thing that like, if it's not this girl, it's going to be someone else. Like you don't have a really, really close friend group of six people where you're all solid all of the time. And like the thing that feels odd and like why I definitely think you should just cut her out with this is like, sounds like you've been friends for a really long time. And like my high school friends and like I can tell them fucking anything. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, you're being so fucking annoying. Like, stop. Like, it's like, we can be like that. And you don't feel comfortable doing that with her. And that to me is like, that's a really big red flag that like, you should just stop being friends with her. Cause I get that if you don't feel comfortable doing that with like newer friends or whatever, but if you've been friends for so long through your growing up process, like,
that's a good point. Someone that doesn't have childhood friends, I can't relate.
Oh, I could say fucking anything to Marilisa. Yeah. Like the first time our boyfriends like saw us together, they were like, damn. And we're like, oh, we're sisters. Like we're literally like, mm-hmm. sisters. Like I can tell you if you're being annoying, or like we can just call each other out on that kind of stuff. And like, I feel comfortable doing that with friends most of the time in general. And if I don't, that to me is like, we're not at a level of closeness that I would then want to spend time, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it shouldn't be when you've had a relationship for this long.
Right.
But it seems like this long.
Yeah, I agree with everything Megan said. And then in addition to that, I would put myself in situations where we're not one-on-one together. So it seems like you guys rode home together. Mm-hmm. Have her ride with somebody else if you're the one that's driving, or if you're not driving, don't ride with her.
Yeah.
And then I would call her out on all this stuff where you said that you don't drink. Why are you trying to pressure me to drink when you already know that I don't drink? And if she's a friend that doesn't understand, like, even if it's just like you didn't want her to smoke because she annoys you, but like on top of you didn't want her to put her saliva on something else that you would be putting your mouth on, like she should understand that.
And then she's saying she does, but mm-hmm. then is like still pushing it.
Yeah. Call her out on all her stuff and then just distance yourself from her.
Yeah. I think that like you said that you didn't want to do that, like call out because you're like, I don't really feel the need to mend the friendship.
It's not even a call out. It's a call in.
And I was going to say, I don't think that that's an indicator that you want to mend the friendship. Mm-hmm. If anything, what you said is you don't know really how to cut someone out or ice someone out. I've done that before too, where it's like, I'm saying this to you. It might seem like I'm telling this to you because I want an opportunity for you to change. I don't think you're going to change, but this makes me stopping being friends with you a lot easier on both of us, because essentially I've given you a warning sign. And then when something doesn't change, which I know it's not going to, you're not going to like have this complete pivot. Mm-hmm. There is something for you to look back on and go, oh, wow. Yeah, it's that thing. So mm-hmm. it doesn't feel so out of left field for them, which then means that like you're probably going to get less text messages. You're probably going to get like less of those conversations. It's way less about her in that and more about you.
Yeah.
And I agree that like, don't be alone with her. Like have other friends who are there, like around her. And the biggest thing I would recommend is to not talk shit about her to other people in said friend group, especially if you are going to distance yourself from her, because it will inevitably at some point get back to her. And if you wouldn't be comfortable saying it to her face, don't say it to someone who knows her. Mm-hmm. Just don't. There's no point. Talk to like about it to someone who's like not her. And even if you can like both kind of commiserate with like her being annoying, if you're just constantly going to have to be in situations where you're talking about her, if you've already cut her off, then she's still essentially in your life.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think that there's like a slow fade with these kinds of friends and things. And I think the friend that you've complained about with, that should be the friend that's like, if she like tells you to drink, you're like, oh, I'm not drinking. If she says it more than one time and just goes on, like, what did you say? What do you mean? She's like, no, I'm saying you should drink. What was that?
And I would have just snapped and said, shut the fuck up. I already told you I wasn't drinking.
Yeah. It is just like a matter of like, you've said the thing one fucking time after that, it's like, oh, I didn't hear you. And then it's like, if you want to keep talking to me about this after I've already told you, like, I'm just going to ignore you. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Fuck off. As someone who doesn't drink. Anytime anyone is trying to get you to drink, it says so much more about them than you. And when I've had certain people, way, way, way less now, who when they find out I don't drink, basically take that as like a mirror reflecting them being like, oh, shit, I've had someone, because nobody who is confident in their relationship with alcohol gives a shit that I don't drink mm-hmm. at all. But anytime that I'm like, oh, I don't, then that is just a mirror and being like, oh, I don't have a good relationship with alcohol and I still drink. Mm-hmm. And like, but that's not what they're going to say. So
congratulations on being our last call of advice for 2021.
Light up a joint in celebration. Mm-hmm. Woo! Okay.
Well, on that note, it's time for Don't Blame Them.
Woohoo!
Hey, I'm a 38-year-old, and I was calling about the 25-year-old whose dad wants forgiveness, and I just wanted to call and say that it took me 7 years to get through my childhood, and I do forgive my mom, and I didn't see her for about 10 years, and I'm just now reintroducing myself to the family. And yes, my brother was not happy about it. My family was not happy about it, but be as selfish as you can be. Take care of yourself. You never see him again. That is perfectly fine. If you want to see them for the holidays, that's perfectly fine. Just do whatever makes you the most comfortable. And if they want forgiveness, that's their problem. That is not your problem. And definitely, you're ahead of the game if you're 25 and you're already in therapy. That is so awesome. And I am so proud of you. So that was it. Bye.
So sweet. Love it. But I like their voice.
Me too.
Very nice voice. Well, I guess that's our holiday episode.
Jingle balls, jingle balls.
Jingle the balls.
Your way.
We hope you all enjoyed this season. Don't worry, we're coming back. And we have 2 more episodes that are coming out that
Technically this still same season, just ended the, let's call it our winter finale.
Okay, Grey's Anatomy. Fucking hell. It's our mid-season finale. Speaking of mid-season finales, I ended up on Riverdale Slander TikTok. That show has gone wild.
It was dumb the first. I watched about 6 episodes of it when it came out because everyone was talking about it. And I was like, but
some of these clips I've seen, I just want to praise those actors because I know they're in those long contracts mm-hmm. and they are doing their best.
As long as they're getting paid.
Here's the thing, though.
I know they're not getting paid.
They're not getting paid well.
They're getting paid.
They're getting paid. Really, what they're getting paid in is from the first couple seasons, big exposure, and then from other projects. Mm-hmm. But like, there is nothing worse than doing like soul sucking acting work that like people also think that you're getting like raking in that they are not.
One girl's in like a Secret commercial. She's like the spokesperson for Secret. Oh, yeah.
They're like, you look at their socials, they're salt, they're doing it. But the thing they're getting paid least to do of everything in their life is Riverdale. Right.
They use that.
And it's the most time that they have to do
to everything else.
Yep. But it's the most time they spend working and with the least amount of money. Mm. It's a rough time. Well, it's not that rough. I would take that job.
It's still a lot of money compared to people that don't work in the entertainment industry.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But
as far as an actor on as a series regular on a television show, no.
No. No. I think about it, if you like convert it into like any other field, think of like the base level union pay in your field. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Or they're making more than SAG minimum.
They're making a little more.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's for 18-hour days and living in Canada and doing what they're doing. They're getting a little more.
Mm-hmm.
A little more. They got great health benefits, so.
They do.
They do. They do. Gotta love that insurance. Okay. Well, if you have listened this far into the end, leave a comment on our last Instagram post of whether you think that the third caller should tell her cohort mate, her cohort colleague, if she should tell him or not. So just say,
tell him.
Or you could say Team Melissa, Team Megan.
Tell him.
And that's it. Go leave a review on the podcast app if you would like. And we have our other podcast that comes out on Thursdays, But Am I Wrong? Go follow us on Instagram. You can follow my individual socials, my presets, my book. If you want to get those things for the holiday season. Yes, it's a little late in the game, but hey, digital. You could show that. It's
very, I don't know what digital. You're saying. Okay.
I didn't finish the sentence. Okay. What would you like to promote?
Me. Melissa Diamond Mons. Please follow me on Instagram. Thank you very much.
And scene. Okay, we will see you all next time. Goodbye. Goodbye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions. Edited by Coco Lawrence. Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson. Music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.